What are your thoughts ahead of this one, Alan?
Absolutely fascinating. I don't know. I don't know who's going to win. It's race three. It's the BTCC. Anything can happen, as we've seen already. What I'm fascinated with is how the championship points at the front of the table will appear at the end of race three. The cars are off on their green flag lap.
Are now gridding up, ready to go for round 21 of the Quick Fit British Touring Car Championship. The battle for the title getting ever closer. The chasing drivers at the front, the drivers leading it at the back. Let's go through the grid. It's going to be Chilton and Camish on row one, Ingram and Hill row two, Neil and Cook row three, Oliphant, Thompson, Proctor and Jelly round out your top 10. Behind that, we have Moffat, Smiley, Morgan and Osborne, Bushell and Neat, Butel, Goff, Butcher and Sutton, one of the championship leaders, rounding out the top 20. Second in the championship will be starting 23rd. Michael Creese has just come in the pits. We have Ollie Jackson starting 22nd. Carl Bordley 24th. Nick Hamilton rounds out the grid. For the last time here at Croft, we get ready to go racing in round number 21 of the QuickFit British Touring Car Championship. The green flag has waved. On the front row is Tom Chilton and Dan Camish, and they're away and racing. The car's heading down towards turn number one for the first time, and Dan Camish immediately coming over to try and cover off the challenges of Tom Ingram, but Tom Ingram looks like he's going to get through. Under braking into Clairvaux, Tom Ingram is through and into second place. Camish into third. Oh no, we've had a spin. Stephen Jelly has gone round. Stephen Jelly facing in the wrong direction. Turkington's had to take avoiding action. He's going to cross Hawthorne, and I think he's got a puncture. Tom Ingram, front left puncture, that looks like to me, as he's trying to get going again. And Colin Turkington things going from bad to worse for the reigning champion as he's going slowly down the back straight and he's going to have to come into pit lane. But all going good for the likes of Camish and for Ingram. And Ingram side by side with Cook, and Tom Ingram's going to take the race lead. Tom Ingram into the race lead, going through the Jim Clark S's, and he's now the one that leads us into Sunny Inn. Josh Cook, the pressure not done for him yet. He's now having to deal with the likes of Camish. Then there's a big gap back from third to fourth as the cars now make their way up towards the S's, up towards the complex, sorry. We've got fourth place is Matt Neal. Fifth place then is Tom Oliphant. Then we've got Josh Cook behind that as the cars make their way now into the hairpin. So Tom Chilton in second, losing the lead there to Tom Ingram. Alan,
you were a bit busy, Chris, but Michael Kreese once again was in the pit lane on lap number one. He is being held at the end of the pit lane as the cars come through, so he goes a lap down. He's good to go. He's ready to rejoin when everyone's been through.
Thanks for the update there, Alan, and I'm sure we'll come back down to you when we see Turkington in as well, which I'm sure we will soon. Chilton having to defend here. He's had to do a lot of that so far this weekend. This time it's Camish all over the back of him, and with Ingram up ahead and escaping, Camish will want to get by as quickly as possible. Neal is in fourth, Oliphant fifth, and it's Cook in sixth place. Cook now trying to get past Oliphant. He's on the outside of him as they go around Tower Bend, and I think that is Turkington into the pits there, Alan. Through the Jim Clark
down pit lane he comes, and the team have been ready. They are standing by. So the car turns left. They go to work. I'm not sure about this. It seems to be slightly slow, and the engine goes into off mode. So the left front is taken off. The engine has been cut on the car. They are doing further work behind the left front on the car, so this is not as simple as just popping a new tyre on.
What a disaster there for Colin Turkington, second in the championship, and the championship leader Ashley Sutton has already got up to 13th place. So we're just seeing a replay, and it was contact there to the left front of Turkington's car, and immediately you knew that was damage. And unfortunately I think it could be a little bit worse than what we first expected as all the cars filed through turn one. Stephen Jelly had his incident. He was stuck on the outside. Michael Kreese is back in, Alan. So I think problems even worse now for Michael Kreese.
It's been a horrible day for Colin. It's been a horrible day for Michael Kreese as well. Very, very difficult to deal with this. But, yep, one would question the mechanical problems on Michael Kreese's car. And in the distance, I can hear the engine is now cut on 777 Michael Kreese.
What a shame, and we'll be back to Alan if he has any more updates, but thank you. Oh, we've got a car over. A car has rolled on the entry to Barcroft there, and one of the cars up and over. The safety car is immediately deployed there, just trying to identify who it is that has gone off, but we've had a car roll going in towards Barcroft. The marshals have immediately attended to it, and big, big accident. I think that's Bobby Thompson who has gone over. Bobby Thompson, I fear it is, who has gone and rolled over on the entry into Barcroft. It is. It's the number 19. And Bobby Thompson is out the car. And there's a chance we'll see a red flag hit. Medical support is already on its way. And from the reaction of the marshals who have made it over there, I wouldn't be surprised if Bobby Thompson's out, and he definitely seems a little bit winded. I can see from the TV pictures that that's clearly been a big accident. The safety car's gone out. I'm not too sure if we'd we'll see a red flag, but it's one of those incidents where you do fear that that might happen. But Bobby Thompson, the good thing is that he's out the car. That looked like a big incident. I only caught the end of it, but Bobby Thompson up and over, and the car on its roof on the exit of the Jim Clark S's. Well, Bobby Thompson's walking away. That's good news. The doctors are with him, and he's walking away from that incident. And what a disappointing way to end what has been Bobby Thompson's best weekend in the British Touring Car Championship so far. And I think I'm about to see the incident on the replays. Here we go. And he'd gone off going into the entry of the Jim Clark S's and just pirouetted over and rolled it. good four or five times before he eventually came to a stop there. And a real, real shame that for Bobby Thompson. Thankfully, he's okay. And I think just a little bit winded, perhaps a little bit startled as he got out of the car. But he's walked away from it now. And thankfully, we have Bobby Thompson being safely attended to. We have a safety car out. We have Bobby Thompson out of the car there, Alan. But that was a big incident for Bobby Thompson. What a shame for him.
And a huge shame. You're absolutely right, Chris. But a blessing. And the cars are strong. And you can go through an accident like that. And, okay, Bobby is winded. And he's not going to feel 100%. Straight away, that's for sure. But the fact that he was able to get out the car on his own, fantastic testimony to how strong these cars are. And such a shame. Had his best qualifying yesterday, and no doubt had high hopes for race three today. And I'm so disappointed for him. Poor old Bobby. But the good news is that he's okay.
Yep, that's the main news out of that. But as you said, just such a shame for Bobby, as we'll go through the full order then, and Chris is back in to the pits, and I think that they might just be testing some things on the car now, just to see if they can get this issue resolved.
I think they pretty much are. I think I'll see if I can identify exactly what the problem is, but the test session essentially is over. Michael Chris, seriously not happy when he gets out the car, slams the car door pretty forcefully and walks away into the garage. So Creasy not happy.
Any update on Turkington?
I don't know which way to look at the moment. I haven't got an update for Colin. The car remains here, and my chances of talking to Colin, I think, are probably relatively slim, but I shall go down there. It might allow opportunity for Creasy to relax a little, in which case I might be able to speak to him on my way back up pit lane. But they're still working on Colin's car, is the update. He's all the way down at the exit end of the pit lane. So never give up, Team BMW and WSR, the team that run the BMWs. They are still working on Colin's car, and he's still sitting in the car waiting for that work to be completed.
Well, thank you, Alan. We'll, I'm sure, hear back from you if you get any more updates. I'm seeing replays of the start just to see exactly how that jelly incident happened. Jack Butel was one of the drivers involved in that as well, and that's further incidents back from that. That's what led to Turkington's race. Well, led to Turkington coming into the pits. What I want to do is go through the order for you. So one thing this is disappointing for, that a safety car situation is disappointing for Ingram, because he had a big lead over Chilton. It's good news for Camish, because it brings him closer to the race lead. Now, I think we're just seeing a replay of how the incident with Bobby Thompson started, are we? No, that's a different incident we are seeing on screen. But Ingram was leading by a second. Of course, the gap's going to come down now. So Chilton will be second. Camish will be third. His teammate Matt Neal fourth. Oliphant fifth. Cook will be sixth. Jake Hill seventh. Senna Proctor has moved up to eighth. Aidan Moffitt on the move as well. He's up to ninth. Chris Smiley 10th. Adam Morgan 11th. Ash Sutton has come from the back of the field. He's gone from 20th up to 12th. And with a safety car, a good chance for him to make even further places here. Then we've got Butcher in 13th, Osborne in 14th, Jackson in 15th, Bushell in 16th. Then it's Bordley, Goff, Neat, Butel, Hamilton, Jelly. And then we have Thompson out of the race. That car looking in a bad way as well. And we've also got Creese and Turkington, as you'd expect, of course, if a car had rolled. But we're once again seeing how strong the cars are. And real fortunate. Didn't see how it led to it, but
he's calm. Michael Creese is calm. I can have a chat to him. That's good news. Yeah, no, you know, you are. I saw you get out of the car. I thought I'd give him a couple of moments. What's been the problem, Michael? It's been a torrid day for you, hasn't it?
Well, it's been a torrid couple of meetings, you know. I've had problem after problem after problem, and it's ruined my championship. I was winning the championship by 44 points.
Texas.
Yeah, and not finding no luck. But
what was it? Do we know?
So Silverstone, we had two engine problems, a loose clevis in qualifying that put us towards the back, and then we turned up here and we had a broken wishbone, FP1, all these things that are unheard of, you know, and then something's gone wrong with the ECU or the engine or misfire, or we thought we...
Electronic.
Yeah, we don't know what it is, so yeah. It's a shame because all the boys work so hard, and I just hope Bobby's all right in that crash. You know, I get frustrated at this, but then I see that and I just realise that what we're all here for.
Well, we saw him get out of the car, which is remarkable. The car went over multiple times. Bobby got out of the car. He'd be a bit shaken, I think, a bit winded.
That's why, when at Silverstone, all our bad luck there, but I see Rory walk away and then it sort of puts you back in the place where you think, okay, you can be humpy for a little bit, but you've got to realise that we're risking our lives out there.
Puts things a little bit into perspective. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Thanks for having a chat to me. There we go. Michael Creese down in pit lane.
Thank you very much, Alan. The lights on the safety car are out. We're about to get restarted here at Croft for round number 21. Ingram is going to be the one that leads us from Chilton, Camish, Neil, Oliphant, Cook, Hill, Proctor, Moffitt, Smiley, your top 10. They come into the complex and going into the left-hander. Ingram's got his foot down and he's got three or four car lengths already over the rest of the field as he goes into the hairpin. Brilliant restart that from Ingram, and it's now Chilton the one that's going to be having to do all the defending from Camish. Then behind that, Neil is defending from Oliphant. Cook is next along as they head down towards turn number one into Clervo. Camish pulling out of the slipstream. Camish thinking about a dive down the inside, thinks the better of it as they go through Clervo now in towards Hawthorn. We're on lap number 8 of 18 here at Croft, and a fantastic restart there for Ingram, and he's got a gap already ready as he heads down towards Tower Bend. We had Osborne there getting past, likewise from Jackson, as they make their way down towards Tower Bend. We've got Chilton almost having to defend here from Camish. We've got Oliphant in the background. I think that's Hill. Likewise, he's going down the inside of Cook as they come through Tower Bend. They're going to be side by side. Now a battle for sixth place. Jake Hill trying to get down the inside into Tower Bend. Not quite able to pull that move off. Turkington is back out on track. Someone running wide. I think this is Cook we're on board with. Oh, and he's had contact there a little bit from Hill as they make their way into Barcroft. The two side by side, and Hill has gone through. So move from Hill that took about three corners to do, but he's made it, and that puts Jake Hill up into sixth place. I think there's been a mistake from Ingram, because his once big lead has now come down. Chilton has caught him. Camish is all over the back of Chilton, forcing Chilton to defend up at the hairpin. Neil having to defend a little bit from Oliphant. Behind that is Jake Hill. Then it is Cook, with now behind him Senna Proctor. Then we have Aidan Moffitt, in ninth place. Chris Smiley is 10th, and it is Morgan Sutton in 12th. Jackson has gone up to 13th past Rory Butcher. Osborne rounding out the points in 15th place. This lap number 9 of 18 as they turn their way through the chicane and make their way down towards Tower Bend. Camish in the slipstream here of Chilton going down to Tower Bend. Is he going to be able to pull off a move? He's going to have a think down the inside. Not quite able to get through. The top three are away. There is a gap then back to 4th place of 1.8 seconds as they go up towards the Jim Clark S's. Camish flashing the lights at Tom Chilton. Tom Chilton not giving, though. He's done a fantastic defensive job where required, as Chilton in towards Sunny Inn now, and Chilton's locking up. The BTC Racing driver just about getting the car stopped in time, and Camish still unable to find a way through, but they head down towards the complex. I can see Morgan, I think that may have been just making a move on Smiley, as they now make their way out of Sunny Out and up towards the complex. Through the complex come the leaders. The battle for fourth getting bigger. Neil having to do a big defensive job now. He's got Oliphant just behind him. Then Jake Hill sits next along in sixth place. It's still Cook, still Josh Cook behind that. Next along is Senna Proctor. And we have Aidan Moffitt. And after that, Morgan having to defend from Sutton. So Sutton has gone past Smiley. He's gone into 11th place. Now he's trying to get past Adam Morgan, his teammate, just a few places up the road. Aidan Moffitt, he's trying to put the pressure on Senna Proctor. Tom Ingram beginning to increase his lead once more as down the back straight. Tom Oliphant is pulled to the outside here of Matt Neal. Oliphant trying to do him on the brakes as they go in towards Tower Bend. Is he going to be able to get this move done? Not quite. Neal hangs on for the time being. That lets Hill get a little bit closer. So the three all together as they make their way into the Jim Clark S's. Still together as well are Chilton and Camish. Camish unable to get through. It's a 6.5-tenth lead for Ingram, locking up the brakes just a little bit. There is Chilton as he turns the car into Sunny In, now through Sunny Out. Rear wheels really lifting for him through there, really having to work the front end of the car is Chilton, and Camish doing his best to get past. Cars coming through the complex. We've got a battle for second as Chilton defends up at the hairpin. Going to the outside there was Camish, and in the background Neil having to do a similar job at defending, and loads of drivers joining in this queue now, including Ashley Sutton. Ash Sutton up into 10th place now. He's gone past Morgan, and Sutton is up into 10th. He's behind his teammate Aidan Moffat, who I don't think is going to fight him too hard, as seen at Silverstone, as they make their way round Hawthorn and now in towards the chicane. Still Ingram, Chilton, Camish, that's the top three in that order, but there's now a 9-tenth gap rather than a 6-tenth gap between your top two. That because Chilton is just having to look backwards rather than forwards here. Camish crawling all over the back of him. And if the flag were to wave now, Camish could be the person in the lead of this championship. But as I say that, Sutton is making his way through. And with Neil at the head of the queue defending, Sutton has a good chance here to potentially get himself up into fourth place. He'd have to do a lot of overtaking to do it. But we all know what he is capable of as they go into Sunny In. Now out of Sunny Out. That's your two leaders. The three leaders we are talking about. Ingram, the one leading the way. He's 8-tenths clear of second and third. Is Camish going to be able to get away through? They come through the complex. Looking back, Matt Neal has got a bit of a break all of a sudden. It's Jake Hill now the one, as Sutton goes round the outside there. Sutton trying to get a move done round the outside. Is he going to be able to do it? He now goes up the inside in towards the hairpin. It was round the outside of Proctor, then immediately up the inside of Cook. And Sutton goes from 9th to 7th. Just like that, fantastic driving from Ashley Sutton, and he goes into 7th place, the championship leader. Well, it was a fantastic move, went round the outside coming into the right-hander of the complex of Proctor, and as he was on the outside, he decided, you know what, I might as well go down the inside of Josh Cook at the same time, and Sutton gets into 7th. Now, his next target is going to be Tom Oliphant, and Tom Oliphant not too far behind. We've had a spin for Carl Bordley, unfortunately, down at Hawthorn, manages to get the car going again, but as the light falls here at Croft, we're side-by-side as Aidan Moffat goes side-by-side with Adam Morgan there. Adam Morgan trying to get into the top 10. In doing so, he's lost a place to Rory Butcher. So Rory Butcher now climbing towards the top 10 here at Croft on lap number 12 of race 3 of the weekend. Leaders about to come into the left-hander at the complex here. And here they come. It is Ingram, Chilton, Camish. A gap between first and second still, but further back, we're looking towards Sutton, who is now all over the back of Tom Oliphant in sixth place. Sutton is going to look to the outside as they go up towards the hairpin, trying to get the switch back as Oliphant defends. Out of the hairpin, they now make their way down the straight. No weight in that car, we have to remember. So Sutton absolutely flying here as they go down towards Clairvaux on lap number 13. Oliphant in sixth. Sutton 7th, and he is not wasting any opportunity so far. He's going to try and stay tight through Hawthorn, but Oliphant wise to it. So Sutton will have to try and move potentially down the outside as they make their way down towards Tower Bend. Jake Hill is trying to line up a move on Matt Neal, and Dan Camish has dived down the inside there of Chilton, and he's through. So Camish is through. Brilliant move that from Dan Camish. Gets himself through and past Tom Chilton for second place. Brilliant stuff that from Camish as they now go out of view and down towards Sunny In and Sunny Out. Camish gets himself up into second place. Tom Chilton down to third. So what's the gap now between the top two? It's going to be just over a second. Are we going to see Camish be able to close down that gap on Tom Ingram? He will do everything he can to take the fight to him. Behind Matt Neal has Jake Hill all over the back of him, as Jake Hill now trying to get the move done. He's got Tom Oliphant behind him. Tom Oliphant has got Ashley Sutton all over him as Tom Oliphant dives down the inside of Jake Hill. Brilliant move from Tom Oliphant past Jake Hill. Sutton helps himself to a place and maybe two now as they go down towards Clairvaux. Sutton is going to be on the outside here of Oliphant as they hit the brakes now, turn their way in. Is he going to try and go all the way around the outside? Not quite able to do it. So Oliphant just about holding on. That's fifth place now for Ashley Sutton on lap number 14 of 18 as they come out of the chicane now and down towards Tower Bend. This now the fight for sixth place as they go down towards Tower Bend. The fight for fifth, sorry, as we hit the brakes now. Down at Tower Bend, Ashley Sutton looking to the outside of Tom Oliphant, trying to get that fifth place away from him. Hill in seventh, Cook, two-time winner this weekend. Behind that, as they go now down to Barcroft, they're going to hit the brakes for Sonny Inn very shortly. And Oliphant is going to have to start defending here from Sutton. He's been doing all his moves around the last section of the circuit. Matt Neal has been given some breathing space here. Now, the gap between Ingram and Camish is 1.6 seconds, but Camish has been lighting up the timing screen since he's got into second. Personal bests everywhere. Looking at Oliphant and Sutton, though, in the battle for fifth. Oliphant's going to defend up to the hairpin. Sutton looks to the outside in a lighter car. Might get a good run coming out of that final corner. Jake Hill just in behind that. Then it is Cook. Few places back, I see Proctor and Moffitt fighting away with each other as we see Sutton trying to get by, going down towards turn number one. Looking out the window, I can see them in the distance going through Hawthorne. I can see the leaders on the back straight. The update on the gap between Ingram and Camish is 1.3 seconds. Camish closed the gap last time by 0.4 seconds. So it's coming down. We're on lap number 15 of 18. Camish hasn't got a lot of time to do this, but if he keeps taking that much time out of Tom Ingram each lap, he will be with him by the end of the race. Sutton trying to get fifth at the same time from Tom Oliphant. They're making their way now up towards Barcroft. They're through the Jim Clark S's. They turn into Barcroft now, about to go into Sonny in and Sonny out. Oliphant, for the second round in a row, is in a race, in a third race of the weekend, has got Sutton all over the back of him in the third race. So he knows how to deal with Ash Sutton, but of course, Ash Sutton last time, in the end, when the race was reviewed, it was Oliphant who took the second and Sutton took the third. Round the final corner they go. So Oliphant knows how to defend from him as they make their way down the start-finish straight. Gap between Ingram and Camish has come down from 1.3 seconds to 1 second now as we go on to lap 16. Three laps to do it. 1 second is the gap to chase between your two race leaders and two drivers fighting for the lead, trying to chase down the leaders in the championship. Second in the championship is circulating around at the back of the field a few laps down after a first lap incident. Our championship leader is down in sixth place and fighting for fifth with Tom Oliphant. Tom Oliphant, in fairness, has actually pulled a gap over Sutton and he is now all over the back of Matt Neal. So Matt Neal has been given a breather for a few laps, but now he's about to get very busy again as they go in towards Barcroft and down towards Sonny in and Sonny out. Ingram being caught, though, here by Camish. Through the first sector alone, Camish was 0.4 quicker than Tom Ingram as they come up towards the complex. And through the second sector, he is a further 0.1 quicker. So the gap is being halved already. And we haven't even done the final sector as they make their way up towards the hairpin. Behind this, I can see Matt Neal is now having to defend from both Oliphant and from Sutton. Oliphant thinks there might be some space on the inside. Matt Neal covers it off, though. Down the start-finish straight and across the start-finish line for two laps to go. Just under 0.7 was the gap as they crossed the line between the two leaders. And Sutton almost pushing Oliphant down the start-finish straight and into Clairvaux. Sutton thinks there might be some space on the inside of Hawthorne. Isn't quite able to get through. Two leaders now back onto the back straight as Sutton has found some space and through the chicane he's through. So Sutton up into fifth place and now he sets his sights on fourth. That's 15 places gained in this race. Can he make it 16 with just a lap and a half to go? It's not over for Oliphant either, because he's got a Jake Hill behind that will want to get by very quickly, and it isn't over in the battle for the lead. Ingram leading Camish. The gap, the smallest it has been now, it is down to 0.4 of a second. Camish, he's probably going to only have one lap to try and make the move, but Camish will do everything he can, I'm sure, to get through. Ingram is going to have to defend now, coming into the complex and up to the hairpin, because Camish is right with him now. Up to the hairpin they go. Ingram takes the middle of the road. Camish looks to the outside and looking further back. Sutton all over the back of Matt Neal for fourth place. Sutton looking to the outside. Neal defending on the inside. Getting closer is Oliphant. Jake Hill with them as well. But they are pushing each other down the start finish straight on Matt Neal and Ash Sutton. Ash Sutton trying to get through. Leaders coming through Hawthorne and now making their way up to the chicane. But Matt Neal and Sutton right with each other. But here come Tingram and Dan Camish for the final time. They head down the back straight and towards Tower Bend. Is Dan Camish going to be able to find some space to get by Tingram on this, his 201st race in the championship, as they go up towards the Jim Clark S's? Sutton right with Matt Neal as well. Is he going to be able to find a way through? But we are concentrating on the two leaders. They are making their way now down through Barcroft and in towards Sunny In and Sunny Out. Dan Camish right with Tom Ingram. Tom Ingram, just a small luck up from him as he turns into Sunny In. Now makes his way out through Sunny Out. Camish is going to have to be last corner, last lap stuff, if he's going to be able to take the win here from Tom Ingram, who's done a brilliant job to just about keep enough of a gap. Dan Camish right with him. He's going to do everything through the complex to get the run. But I think Tom Ingram has done just enough as he turns his way now out of the final corner. He is going to take what will be his 16th win in the British Touring Car Championship as he crosses the line. Tom Ingram is the winner in race number 3 here at Croft. Dan Camish finishes in second, and it's a drag race to the line for fourth place between Neal and Sutton. Neal just about getting it in the end, and Chilton rounds out the podium. Chilton, a podium finisher at Croft for the second year in a row. Neal fourth, Sutton fifth. 0.19 of a second between them at the line. Oliphant in sixth place, Jake Hill seventh, Cook in eighth, Proctor in ninth, Aidan Moffat rounding out your top 10. But Tingram on the top step once more, a fantastic win for Tom Ingram. He will be absolutely delighted for that. That's what he needed for his season, Tom Ingram. Brilliant performance to come back from what happened after qualifying to go and win the third race of the weekend. Fantastic result. His third win of the season after the two he took at Thruxton. And he's continuing to show the pace of that Toyota Corolla in just its second season in the championship. Brilliant stuff from Tom, and a good drive from Dan Camish as well to go and take second place in the end. Championship wise, they've both done a very good job there. Chilton rounds out your podium. Neal fourth, just about though. Sutton fifth, and with that fifth place, Ashley Sutton will grab 11 points, extending his lead over Turkington to 13 points to take into the final two rounds of the season. Fantastic stuff. Well, there will be a Camish finishing in second. Of course, he will move up to second in the championship. Will Camish? He was 13 points back from Sutton, but he takes second place, with Sutton taking fifth. That gap will close by 6 points. So we will have two of the championship leaders split by about 6 points going into the final two rounds. It couldn't be any closer, could it? Tom Ingram wins from Dan Camish, Tom Chilton, Matt Neal, Ashley Sutton, Tom Oliphant, Jake Hill, Josh Cook, Senna Proctor and Aidan Moffat rounding out the top 10. A good result from Senna and Aidan. Brilliant comeback that from Senna. Rory Butcher 11th, Ollie Jackson 12th, Adam Morgan 13th, Stephen Jelly 14th despite that first corner drama, Sam Osborne 15th, and it was Andy Neat, Mike Bushell, Jack Goff, Chris Smiley, Jack Boutel finishing in 20th place. And then behind that, Nick Hamilton, Carl Bordley, Colin Turkington. Dramas for him. It's been a weekend to forget for him at a track that he loves so much. Record winner around here, of course, but not a good year for him this time around. Bobby Thompson, thankfully okay after that scary incident. Michael Kreese, a round to forget. He's just not had any luck, has he, over the last two rounds. But the winner, the man who's going to stand on the top step, it's going to be Tom Ingram. The team's away, as do Alan Hyde in Parc Fermé, Alan. And very shortly, we're going to see Tom Ingram coming your way. A very happy man, I'm sure.